The reality is our ancestors had to grow ground provisions, and that was what they ate when they were consuming meals under the colonial system. And apart from that, it would have been things that the master in those days gave to them, which was the pieces and parts of animals, whether it's feet, back, liver, gizzard, kidney, etc. And out of that, we were able to use those parts to create our own unique dishes, whether it's sauce or the Kalalu soup, etc. But in terms of whether or not that colonial system affected the use of those indigenous foods, it would have affected the indigenous culture going back to the Garifunas.